Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
I am joined by a guy I've been following for years and years. He's a Pittsburgh guy, but we're going to talk about that later because I'm not getting into the Pittsburgh Steelers on a day when Troy Polamalu's retiring. Not you grew up in Pittsburgh, but then you moved to Orlando.
We moved to Union Park, which is like a little rednecky town. We were like the breakfast club. I found a place to fit in over there in the drama department at Winter Park. And the acting teacher there, Kid Haskett, actually had a huge impact on me because I told him, I want to be a stand-up. I want to be an actor. I want to be in show business. He actually believed me. And so I failed my first senior year, and I wasn't going to go back. And my grandmother was like, you have to walk. So the guilt got me back. And so I went back, and I had to take three English classes. I do everything the hard way. I had to take sophomore, senior, and junior English all that year to graduate, to get a diploma, which meant I had four empty classes left for the day. And so I took that drama class, that teacher, for four periods. So I would do three English periods, but then I would get four periods a day where I was with this guy. And we talked about Meisner and Stanislavski. And if you really want to do this, this is what you have to commit to. And I learned how to do a bunch of things in that theater department. And I still use stuff he taught me now.
You're like the only person who got something out of high school.
I might be, man. I actually had two teachers that were very cool to me. And the other one was a guy named Bill Adams, who was an English teacher and could tell that this is what I wanted to do and I wanted to be a comic, and he handed me Mark Twain's short stories. I didn't read it until I was 23 because I'm a little slow. But when I finally read it, man, I had a little trouble with my license at one point in my youth, and so I took a train. I saved up enough money to take a train from Orlando to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And it took about 2.5 days, but, you know, 23, who cares? I'm on a train, you know, whatever. That's when I broke that book open, and by the time I had hit Lancaster, I wrote him a letter thanking him for that, because he kind of got what I was doing before I got what I was doing. And that's what your influences are about. I love when I run into comics that are like, I'm just inventing a new kind of truth. You're not. Stop it.
No.
And I saw an interview with Carlos Santana that freed me from all of that. He said, everybody has to play the same notes. Everybody. But you know my E from Pete Townsend's E.
Right.
You know Pete Townsend's E from Keith Richards' E. And that kind of freed me up. You're not going to invent any new premises. And then you watch these guys who find their own way of phrasing what they're talking about. And if you can find yours, then you can start writing for who you are. But that takes a long time. You know, Hicks and Rogerson and all the guys
the
that
names.
I admired. And Dice. And I knew all these guys, but they all said the same thing. It's going to take you 10 years before you know who you are. It's going to take you another 5 to write the act. From my experience, they were right.
Billy Gardell, a comics comic. You're
no,
listening.
Don't say that.
No,
Bill Burr's a comics comic. I'm just a working comic.
You don't have to do stand-up.
Right.
You do it because you love it.
I do it because I love it, but I also do it because Mike and Molly has allowed me to do stand-up on a level that you always dream about.
Right.
Like, my first time in Vegas here was at the Riv in 1997.
A lot of guys. Steve Sharippa's room.
It was our place, man.
Yeah.
And Sharippa would call and go, you know my favorite kind of comic? And I'd go, what's that, Steve? The kind I don't know is in the building. So he didn't care as long as you behaved yourself. My first memory here was really awesome, man, because I went to a thrift store, my first big gig in Vegas, and I bought like a suit jacket for like $15.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing this rag through the middle of the showroom, and I'm walking down. That's back when the Riv was kind of hopping. They had a band in the middle.
And you felt like $1 million.
Dude, they were playing Get Ready, because here I come. So I got that whole fantasy rolling in my head, right? So you take the escalator up to the showroom where the comedy club is. It's Monday night, and there are six people sitting in there. I was like, welcome to Las Vegas.
It was just like that Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
We spoke about it briefly earlier. It's Dennis Miller, George Carlin.
I wasn't booking anything, and a buddy of mine, Dan French, who's another good comic, said, sure, we're going to go up to the Michael Jackson trial, and we need a guy. We need a man on the street. Do you want to be that guy? And I said, yeah, I'll go do that. I'm not doing nothing, you know. So I did some funny stuff, and Dennis saw it, and he liked it, and he brought me back on the show. And then after that, he started calling me to be his man on the street. He sent me all sorts of weird places. Like, I went down the Hollywood Boulevard to talk to the, you know, the people that dress up like superheroes.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like a dirty Superman and a ripped up Spider-Man. Like, I'd go down and interview those guys, and he just loved that stuff.
Those guys used to
so
get into brawls.
Yeah,
Billy.
He was very, very cool to me and kept me employed that way. But I was Dennis Miller's man on the street.
Let me tell you, Billy Gardell, thank you so much. I know you're
thank
busy.
Thank you for your time, man.
Before
not
I let
all.
You go, though,
yes.
The Millionaires Club, what is this about and why can't I play?
Monopoly Millionaires Club. Well, you live in Vegas. We have to film it here because there's no lottery tickets here. there. But okay. The way it works is throughout the country, if you buy a Monopoly Millionaire's instant ticket, like a scratcher, you can win off the ticket, but you enter your number off the back. Then Monopoly chooses randomly about 500 people. They fly them to Las Vegas. They give them 4 nights and 5 days in Vegas. And then you get one day where you come over and you get involved in the audience of our game show. Now, all the games are based on the iconic images of the board, like Community Chess, the Electric Company, the Railroads. And in each of those games, you can win up to $100,000, which is like the grand prize on any other show.
Sure, yeah.
Then at the end of the show, we ask someone, each of them, who wants to risk the most. And the person that risks the most gets 5 rolls to get around the life-size Monopoly board. And if they land on Go, they win $1 million.
Oh, my.
It's pretty cool, man. I've given away $1 million twice, and it is an absolute rush to see somebody get life-changing money.
When you have more time, please come back and talk to us about that. That's fascinating.
Will.
I love it. Billy Gardell, you're the best.
Thank you, brother.
You have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.